I did have a meeting yesterday evening with the CPI members, and there is a possibility of a room there being able to be converted into a surgery. It wouldn't be quite as good as what we had before, but it would at least tide us over and get facilities back up and running there.
So the latest news is what? That you may be able to use a room at CPI?
There is one of the rooms in CPI that we feel would suit our needs on a temporary basis to provide surgeries and to provide practice nurse services, but it will have to meet with approval of the HSE. I think the big problem is that the whole building, because of flooding and the sewage problem, is decontamination.
It's like the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing all over.
Yeah. And I mean, the HSE, it's not just a question of, oh, here's a room and we can open up a medical practice in it. You've got to tick a lot of boxes there.
There's a lot of boxes that have to be ticked there, yeah. And that's what we've been working hard at for the last week to try and get that. Now, this particular room, if we can get the okay, the CPI will be meeting with the HSE, but it involves not just the CPI themselves, but the infection control people in the HSE have to approve it. It'll have to be approved from the point of view of fire standards, and because it's upstairs as well, there's a lift which we will need for the lift. The facility is there for it. So I would be hopeful that if that can go ahead, that we would be in a position within a week or 10 days to be back up and running.
Okay, well, it's been a really stressful time, I imagine, for everybody concerned, because, I mean, one minute you're in business, there's a flood, and the next minute, you know, everything changes. I mean, that's a huge upheaval.
It's a huge upheaval because, as I said, our facility here in Lifford is full at the moment. So we're in a position where we have staff members who work in Castlefen. We can't fit them in here, so we've had to get people taking leave and taking time off. And the car parking facility here at the moment in Lifford Hospital is very bad anyway, because, and I would appeal to people in the Finn Valley not to use it when they're going on, despite all our notices, when the people are going on the buses to Dublin, because it's directly across from the bus stop.
Right.
People come in and park and leave their car there all day, and we're so, particularly in the next while until we get back up and running, I'd ask people not to use that.
So people are using the car park whilst they head to Dublin?
They come in and they're going off in the McGinley's bus and the bus Éireann, and they just park their cars and head off and leave the car there all day, which blocks up our thing. And we don't have a facility to put in somebody to patrol it or to put a camping into it.
Right, because my sister works in a medical practice in England, and I'll tell you, you wouldn't leave your car there for too long if you went in the doctor's.
Well, we would like that to be the situation here. But we've seen mornings where we've come in here first thing, and obviously we're the first people into the building, and the car park is half full, and yet we haven't seen any patients.
Well, that's a message to get out today, because it's very unfair, because you've got patients turning up, some of them that aren't able to walk far, and they're not able to get into the car park because people are using it as a handy spark so they can get on a bus.
There is plenty of parking down the town.
All right. Well, that's a message to get out there. So apart from that problem, which is obviously made worse by the fact now that Castlefen's closed, so you're busier than you were, you're saying staff have had to be asked to take leave of absence.
Well, we're at the situation where that's what's going to happen. I mean, even ourselves as doctors, we don't have enough rooms for everybody to work, so we've tried to stagger our hours to fit people in. Because every morning, if you consider, we would have had three members of staff in Castlefen. Now, we don't run an afternoon surgery there, but sometimes the nurses have different clinics. So we can't fit everybody in the centre in Lifford, which is already full.
Right, this is Dr. Kieran Kelly, who operates between Lifford and Castlefen. There was the flood, of course, in Castlefen area. CPI was particularly badly affected. Unfortunately, they're doing their best to try and get things up and running again. One of the areas that has been really badly affected is, of course, the doctor's surgery there, and that means that people can't use it, and that means that Lifford's got busier than it would be, and it's busy enough, I imagine, at the best of times. So it is a busy time anyway, isn't it,
It is the worst time of the year, from now on, the next 4 months. 4 months will be by far and away our busiest time.
So what if you have a wish list now, what is it? What do you want to happen right now to help to alleviate this situation?
We need a building. We need something in Castle Finn, basically. Now, I'm hopeful that if this can be approved, that if we could be there within 10 days. Alternatively, I appreciate that there is tax laws as such, but I can't see anybody in Castle Finn objecting to a porta cabin going up for a couple of months until the other building is up and running.
But then everybody says that before they put in these temporary planning permission requests, and then you never know, somebody might complain. You can never take it for granted.
You can never take it for granted. No, we can't.
Okay. It's Lifford at the moment. For people, and certainly for anybody who's in need of an urgent appointment, you need to be calling Lifford.
They have to call Lifford, yeah. And alternatively, we do have calls, obviously, to the elderly people in Castle Finn.
Okay, well, I hope it's resolved very soon for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.